This week we're taking a bit of an in-depth look at a conversation Jesus had with two of his disciples, James and John, in which Jesus is defining greatness and James and John are looking to be great. And up until this point in Jesus' ministry and his relationship with James and John had seen him do some really, really amazing things. They saw him raise someone from the dead. They saw him calm a storm. They saw him feed thousands of people. They saw all these different miracles. And what all those miracles have in common is that Jesus just spoke and it happened. That's it. He just spoke and the miracle happened. And at the same time, Jesus was regularly telling his disciples what a great thing it is to be a part of his kingdom. And so it seems that James and John put those two things together when they made their request of what they wanted from Jesus. They wanted these great places in Jesus' kingdom. They just wanted Jesus to speak the word so that they would be given a great place in his kingdom. And Jesus responded to their request by saying, "You guys have no idea what you're asking." I mean, it's true that Jesus can pretty much speak and do anything. He can heal the sick and raise the dead and stop a storm, you know, just by hushing it and, you know, shushing it. He can just do those things. But the one thing that Jesus cannot just do, cannot just speak and make happen, is he cannot just give somebody greatness in his kingdom. He said that that's something that needs to be, if you remember what we read yesterday, needs to be prepared. That needs to be prepared by somebody. And think of, yesterday we talked about the Daniel, the balloonatic, who flew above the parade in a balloon-powered lawn chair. Just think about every preparation that needed to take place in order for him to have what he considered the greatest day in his existence. He needed to take time to prepare the 100 balloons and fill them with helium. He needed to prepare the sign that was hanging off the lawn chair when he was flying up in the air. He needed to prepare the lawn chair. He needed to make all these preparations. And all those preparations, they all cost something. That's something they all had in common. They all cost something. So his greatness, it came at a cost. And Jesus was telling James and John that the same is true of greatness in God's kingdom. It costs something. It comes at a cost. And he told them exactly what that cost is. When he said, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first must be a slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Yesterday, when I asked you to think about what would you ask Jesus for if you could ask him for anything, whatever it was, did you expect him to give it to you for nothing? For no cost? Because there is a cost to greatness in God's kingdom. And Jesus says very clearly what it is here. It is, well, he used his own life as an example. It is your life, the whole life and nothing but the life. If you want to be great, you must be a servant. If you want to be first, Jesus says we must be willing to slave away for someone else's benefit, just like he did for us. And tomorrow we'll take a look at what that looks like as we carry out those instructions.